go wrong with investments.
No. So you can get steal the Seaborgs and start strong.
Yes, it is.
And they'll never get sponsored by the time before they finish.
Me, look at my things. Yeah, I think it's so much more important. My things are always great. It's gold, so you can sell it at times.
Good. Shy. Okay. Tough Lam Zayin, I think we have to. Let's start Tough Lam Zayin. Amaska Baislach Lerzoch, you dad of a man of Elch, the Kona Bechem, the Adrach, Mishas Chivis Karka Niknes, but I rented an apartment and I move in on Erev Pesach. What's it did? If I rented the apartment on Leil Yudalid and the guy didn't give me the keys to the apartment until it was Tesach Kochavim, then Chal, living. Then the landlord is Mechuyev to be Bodhi. The landlord is a religious Jew. Okay, so he's Mechuyev to be Bodhi. Then Mishamasalam after Chal Yudalid. And if he gave me the keys to the apartment before the nightfall of Yudalit, Allah Sech Livdik, then the tenant is Mechuyev to be Bodhi. Let's say go to a hotel. So the hotel, they're not Bodhi Chametz. You come Erev Pesach, they're not Bodhi Chametz. They have the cleaning, they have people clean up. So you have to be Bodhi Chametz. Sech HaBayis Mechaveroi, but Yudal of any of them who Bodhi, he rents an apartment on Yudal, does know if you, of course it's not Bodhi. What's the shame? He's talking about a guy's renting out a room from his own apartment. So we assume that most Jews are Orthodox and they're going to be Bodhi Chametz. Today you can't assume like that. So what's the din? If the landlord is still in town, call up and ask him whether he was Bodhi Chametz. He's not here. Assume Cheskasa Baruch. Assume you go Basar Roy. Ruby the Lesa, come on. Cheskasa Baruch probably was Bodhi Kamavatla Beliba Vidayo. What do you mean, Mavatla Beliba Vidayo? How can it be Mavatla? He has Takasha and Yud. The Chomet doesn't belong to him. Pstam Hevkira Hamaskik, Shatim Manu Zacha Boha Secher. Moshe Kosavka Lamaila. If it's afternoon on Yud Dalet, if you come into the hotel in the afternoon, it's too late. You can't be Mavatla Chomet. After the Zmanisa, you can't be Mavatla Chomet. It means he rented in the morning of Yudalid. He rented the night, Leil Yudalid. So you have a right to assume the Cheskasa Baruch, and then you just have to be Mevatel Baliba. But if it's afternoon already, you can't be Mevatel Baliba. Yeah. Hamaskeh Baruch Lachlev B'Cheskas Baruch Nimtzu Sheni Baruch. Is it a Mekach Toys? Yomar HaZashayla. Is it a Mekach Toys? Today it's assumed, it's understood it's not Baruch. The tenant is mechuyev, ain't a mekach. It's not a mekach. Even if it's going to cost him money to pay someone, else to do the bedike, he didn't think it's kahit, or it's going to cost him $100 for renting the apartment for the week. He didn't know it's going to cost him another $10 to pay someone to do the bedike. He says, no, shari mitzvah hu aysa. Nichadai lenish mevin mitzvah b'mani. That's what the Gemara says. It's based on that Gemara that we assume that if you come to a shul and you don't have a pair of tefillin, you're allowed to wear someone's tefillin, even though the guy's not around to ask him permission. By Svarim, it doesn't apply, because usually when you use a sefer, you bend the pages, you rip the pages, you break the binding, something is always going to happen. So by Svarim, they say it doesn't apply. But B'zman HaZeh, all the Svarim are so easily available. So let's say, I use a siddur. Another year, he's going to buy another siddur anyway. He's not going to use the same siddur for 100 years. Gemara is also, even if he cracked the bank, he's going to use another Gemara anyway. All the Gemaras, they're all replaced.
What about like a Megillah for Tibiyotzi? Somebody with Tibiyotzi Esther or somebody else's Megillah?
Also, yeah, you have a right to use the guy's Megillah. Yeah. You don't necessarily have the right to use the guy's Megillah case. The case is, you can break the case. Whenever I lend out my Megillah, every time I get it back, there's something broken in the case. Megillah, they don't break, but the Megillah case, they always break. Every year it gets worse and worse. Oh, I rented the apartment for $100. Now I have to pay $10 for the Bidikas Chometz. I thought it was going to cost me $100. Now it comes out, it cost me $110. So there's one opinion. That it's a Mekach Toys on the $10. Oh, he told them it's going to that's the case, he told them it's going to be baduk. If he told them it's going to be baduk, and it turns out that it's not, so then the landlord who rented it to him on the false pretenses has to refund $10 to him because he had to pay somebody to be baduk for $10. Yeah. The Gemara says that since B'dikas Chum is only the Rabbanon, so women are believed, and Eved is believed, and a Kotna is believed. I really don't mind it, but who she a Kotna she is, but Dasli, because she be old enough to understand what it's all about. Shadi, what do you mean Isha? Isha is not Nemenis. So some Rishonim say, you see from this Gemara that Eidecha Dem Rishon doesn't apply to women. How do you trust your wife, and you come home, your wife gives you, your mother gives you food? How do you know that it's kosher Eidech and Embisur? So those Rishonim say, no, it's not based on Eidech and Embisur. You know that your mother is religious. You married this girl, you know that she's religious. So therefore, Chazak al Chavir, a religious person wouldn't give me non kosher food. So Chazak means a Rubid Alesa Kamon, but it's not based on Eidech and Embisur. Let's say I come into town and there's a restaurant and there's a woman with a shekel and she's selling food in the restaurant. I don't know who she is. So do I have the right to assume, and she tells me that all the food is kosher, do I have the right to accept her word? So that's the shot. As if Eidech and Embisurim applies to women, so the woman is not menace to say all the food is kosher, unless I know otherwise, that she's not the menace. But if Eidech and Embisurim doesn't apply to women, it's just if I know that she's religious, she wouldn't be machshami, so if I don't know who she is, then it can't apply. Then it would not apply. Yeah, let's see, Taf Lamed Ches with the mice. We don't have any mice. Okay. No. Taf Lamed Ches also doesn't come up. These things don't come up. What's Taf Mem? Any Yehuda Shiv, Kechem Tzai Tzal Yisrael. A Jew is watching Chometz for a non-Jew. Imhu Chai Bach Riusa Bikneva Vaveda. Let's say a person is a watchman. That's what I do. I'm a night watchman for a factory, and the factory is full of Chometz. Ben Shuv Bebeisa, Ben Shuv Bechomachim Bishusai. Chayv Levaro, yeah. If you're Chayv Be'achrayus on the Chometz, then you're in violation of Bal Yerabai Matzi, even though the Chometz is not yours. Chayv Levaro, it's your responsibility. Afilu Chazar B'Hivkido B'Yad Ein Yehudi Acher. Even if the Jewish night watchman gives it over to another non-Jew to watch it, the Chometz belongs to a non-Jew, and right now a non-Jew is responsible to watch it, but non-Jew is possible to watch because the Jewish night watchman gave it over to him. The Jewish watchman is responsible for it. So Kibbul Olam Achrayus is Bal Yerabai Matzah. So the question is, what degree of Achrayus do you have to have? There are three opinions in Tosfos. Achrayus of Onsin, like a Shoyo. Achrayus of Genev Aveda, like a Shem Socher. Achrayus of Shem Achinim is enough. All the three different opinions. So that's a big discussion. What do the three opinions represent? Yeah. What does he have? The Hashem Afilu Eino Ola Velu Shem Echinim. Even if it's only Achrayis of Shem Echinim, Shechay B'Pshir, Chay B'Levar, Afilu Meino Chay B'Achrayis of Bidin, Elu Shiyadesh, Eino Yehudi Alom, he's a tough cookie. Legally, I'm not Chay B'Achrayis, but the Goy is such a character, he's going to hold me responsible. Yichtei Elu Shalom Embiya V'Chay B'Levar, V'Yesh Chokim, Yesh Cholkim on which point? Yesh Cholkim tests. The Rebbe disagreed. Kem Shai Yisrael Kibbul Ola Bachrayis V'hu Pat Medina Teira Medina De Malchusa. He's an Alam. So that doesn't count. So the Shulchan Aruch so far only quotes the one opinion. Shemachinam. Achrayis of Pshia is enough. What is the Mishnah Brewer write in Ches? L'chat Chil Yesh Lachish L'dei Azu. For this opinion, even Achrayis of Hashem Achinim is enough to make you chai by your Rabbi Mat. If the goy shemafkin is he, you should give him back his chametz and you're off the hook. Meino akum kan, yasem mechiras chametz v'yivatal gamke. How can I make a mechiras chametz? The chametz doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the goy. This is very strange. After the harbi poskim, ein amon mechira bittul b'chametz ein aguf shalom. It's not my chametz. Wow. I don't know what it means. How can I sell someone else's chametz? It doesn't belong to me. Ach, but the Yevri says, Kishikrahigi, Shoshishis, Shiev Shalabach Eliakum. It's ready after Chatzai. So it's ready the last hour before Chatzai. It's also Bahano. And then you can't sell it to a guy. So what do you do? So he says, Yeshlis Mach Asvar HaRishayna, Ven Yisrael Chayel Levar Minha. What's the Svar HaRishayna? What's this Svara HaRishayna? Chai Bachriyusim V'gnev Aveda. Ah, I didn't notice that. The first line in the Mechamer, it says Shamasachar. Chai Bachriyus V'gnev Aveda. Not enough if you Chai Bachriyus of Pshia. Yesh Amrim, that even Pshia, even Hashem Achinim is enough. But he says, yeah, if you have a shasa tak, they can rely on the first shita that you're only in violation of Bal Yirah by Matzeh if you accept that achrayis of Hashem Asacha. Yeah, why is that? So the thing is usually assumed because it's the Rambam is lishitosa. The Rambam says it has to be achrayis of Hashem Asacha because the Rambam holds that Pashem itam mazik, that Hashem Achinam his chayv am pshia is not medina shmira. That's considered as if he's a mazik on the thing. So that's not called achrayis. Keep lalo achrayis. Has to be geneva aveda. Achrayis of pshia, if the shema is pshia for a shema, that's called mazik. He was supposed to watch. So if he's pshia, that's as if he was mazik. Pshia mitam mazik, yeah. What's if base? Enachai b'achriyuso, enachai b'levara. Afilu who covers tachas yada. Even if the goy is under my control, gan shu giatosha b'sharim ebechotzer. He's in, Jew is in charge there. That's not his responsibility. Let's say I have a goy working in my house on Chol HaMoed on something, and they bring their chometz to the sandwich. There's no b'ayirah b'matzah. The sandwich is not mine. It's not my problem. I'm not going to eat this dreifa sandwich. It has ham in the sandwich. No, I mean, I'm not going to eat it, then there's no value rabbi matzah, because I was not a mekabel achrayis in shayin. Tzorach lasit ba'at, or tzorach lasit slefonov, mechitza gebar asar tvachim kutei shal yishikav yachlenu. That's a gemara. You have to have a mechitza asar tvachim. Let's say the geisha workers brought their sandwiches and they put it in my refrigerator. So you need a mechitza asar tvachim, but I know it has ham inside. The whole sandwich is treif. You're afraid I'm going to eat it. You're afraid people are going to eat chometz, because chometz is mutter all year long, so you're going to forget. You're not afraid he's going to eat ham? He doesn't eat ham all year long. He doesn't eat. Whenever the cleaning lady brings a sandwich, or whenever one of the workers brings a sandwich, there's no havamin. I'm not going to eat it. I need a mechitza asar tefachim. I don't think so. If it's treif, balav hachi. Here, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Yud beis, mechitza shal sadin. Let's say you have a curtain. Said so that's not enough.
Isn't the whole point of just
a
heker though?
Yeah.
So who cares that you can go under it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you have a curtain that you always have the curtain there, or you put up the curtain specially because there's chametz. If you always have a curtain, then it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you put it up specially because of the chametz. So why shouldn't that be good enough? You have a heker. I don't know.
If the mechitza is always there also, would that be okay or no?
Probably not. That's not a heker. It's always there. Let's say there's a separation between one room and the other. You have a thin, flimsy curtain. And you always go through the curtain. So then it's not a mechitza. It's you're going to have all the chametz going to be in that room. That's not good enough. Let's say when I sell a chametz to the guy, this is the chametz that all year long I eat this chametz. Now I sell it to the guy, so that you need a heker to make sure you don't forget. So you have to close the door and put tape on and mark it off that you shouldn't forget and eat the chametz. But if the guy brings his tray for sandwich, I don't think you need a heker then. Treif is all year long, he doesn't eat. Only chametz all year long, he eats his chametz. Same chametz that I have, the goy has. Yeah. Let's see. Ve'ni Yehudi sh'nei chametz b'beis yiso b'lo rishuso. The goy walks into my rishus and he brings some cookies. Brings a box of cookies that belongs to him. What should I do? I have to put a mechitza asar tefachim. Go for all of a sakli. I should invert a pot on it and show it. That'll be the heck of a dafke beyond the Babel Hamil Kaidim Yantab. It's all chlas and mechitza. Asar tefachim. More correct is if it's before Yantab, make a mechitza. Okay. Okay. What's it? Gimel, any Hiddish and Nichnas, the basis, sir. What if someone have a problem? Oh, yeah. There's an opinion that Chemtza Shal Yisrael Acher Chometz belongs to another Jew in my Rishus, you don't even believe Kabbalah Sachrayas. They don't talk about it in Shulchan Aruch. They're talking about all Orthodox Jews, yes. So another Jew is not going to have Chometz. What if the other Jew is not observing? Another Jew is not observing. A Jewish person comes to visit me on Pesach and he brings a box of cookies, brings his own cookies with him. So is that my problem or not? Is that my Bal Yerubai Matzah? So the Achrenim assume that Rashi holds that that's Bal Yerubai Matzah. Chemetz Shel Yisrael Acher Bishusi is Bal Yerubai Matzah. If it belongs to a Goy, then there's no Bal Yerubai. But if it belongs to another Jew, then there is Bal Yerubai. No dinner has to belong to me.
Is that Rashi Halacha L'Maaseh?
Yeah, that's the question. Halacha L'maaseh. Sometimes you have, let's say, you share a room in a dormitory in this university, other university, you share a dormitory room with a person who's not Jewish, but he's not observant. So he's going to leave chametz in the room. So it's not my problem. Is that my problem? So the Achrayim assume, according to Rashi, that it is my problem. Rashi sounds like he says it, Taka. Let's see, what's if a guy walks in and he has a sandwich in his hand. I'm not going to eat the sandwich that he has in his hand. I don't have to ask him to leave. It's not my problem. He's looking at the chametz. That's not what it means. That's not a problem. There's no such din bal yira. If it belongs to the guy, there's no problem. You're not allowed to eat on the same table with the goy because you may forget and eat the chametz.
Why is the non-observant Jew any different? Like why is it my responsibility now? I don't understand what
you're asking. Rashi seems to hold that there is no din that shalcho, that it has to belong to you. If it belongs to a goy or it belongs to an ownership who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah by Yerov, by Matzeh, that cancels by Yerov. But if it belongs to another Jew, it doesn't have to belong to me. It's my violation of Bal Yerov by Matzeh. If chametz is my rishus, it's my violation. If the chametz is owned by a non-Jew who is not mechuyev in Bal Yerov, then that chametz is mufke. But it's not that you have to own the chametz in order to violate Bal Yerov. The chiddush in Rashi.
But if I'm with this non-observant Jew in the rishus rabbin, then it's no problem.
That is not a problem. Only if it's in my rishus, yeah. It's in my house. My dormitory room. Yeah.
So someone had an observant friend that was going to bring chametz to the seder, they shouldn't invite them.
Yeah, you have to tell me you mustn't bring it. Yes. If he brought it, so he wants to give it to you, he wants to give you a bottle of schnapps as a gift. So you say, you don't want to be kind of it. You say, no, thank you. What can you do? We have to throw him out of the house. So we rely on the others who hold that there's no Bal Yerov. But l'chatchila, more correct is to be choshish for the Rashi's opinion. That there is Bal Yerov, yeah. What's over here? Siv Dalit. So Shifkir Chem Tzeitzu Sol Chavero. Eitzel Eini Yehudi Af Bish Kipel Olav Anifkar Achrayis Oivar Olav Af Am Afkir. Oh, there are two Girsas over here. The Jew leaves Chometz in another Jew's home, and the other Jew accepts Shmira. So the fact that he accepts Shmira, so he's in violation of Bal Yerov by Matzeh. He's in violation. But the one who gave it over is still in violation of Bal Yerov by Matzeh. It doesn't pattern me from Bal Yerov by Matzeh. Yeah. They both violate Bal Yerov by Matzeh. The Jew who's holding it and the Jew who's the owner. Yeah. Daf Memalef is a big sugya in the Gemara, but it never comes up by yours. Tough mem alf and everything. Tough mem base, that's Hilchos Pesach, okay. Tough mem base and tough mem zayin and tough samach zayin. That's those three siman. That's your day. That's taruv is chametz. Taruv is chametz. Every mother mishim bar yirah bar yimatzay. What's taruv is chametz? Let's say a candy. What could be treif about a candy? There may be an ingredient that's treif. So even though the ingredient is less than 50%, let's say you have a product that may be chametzik. What can be a candy? What could be chametzik? There's an ingredient in the candy that's less than 50%. But since it's nice and tam, so that's a din of tam kikar. So you violate Bal Yerov by Matzeh. You're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to keep it around the house. Kigon, amurais, kut chabav l'shech, amadu, kol keretz be'el, v'dor manacholim. Edible things. Avodav, v'sheyesh bo taru, v'schomens, v'enuvay l'achila, v'utal v'kaimo v'pesach. Let's say you have something, when they treat here, the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. when they treat hides in order to convert them into leather. So they have it soaked in a vat of water or some chemical, and they sometimes throw in some chametz in that. Yeah, but the whole thing smells, and it's not great lachila. The flour that you mix into the vat, the whole thing smells awful. So since it's not great lachila, not great lachila sakelah, not oimer lachila, not great lachila, so there's no bayiruanak. And Arabis Abdonim, shows on the silchi kemach ba'or, is put in the hide and you put in the flour. Afilun, or you have a lot of times, I don't know if they still make like this. Years ago they used to make paste. They had to put to paste on wallpaper on the wall. People still use wallpaper. No? At a start. They used to attach the wallpaper to the wall with paste. How they make paste? They mix flour with water. So the flour with the water smelled awful. No one's going to eat it. So that's nifsa machila. Not oimel lachila, not nifsa machila. So that's not no bayu rabbi motzah. He gives these examples. What if you threw in the hides into the vat with the liquid, with the chemical, with the flour, an hour before? In the morning of our Pesach, an hour before. Didn't have a chance really to really get nifsal legamre. Still, I raise mutter lekaimo. Why? Because no one's going to eat it. Vov. Sha'or is gormim shemasriach miyad. Mishnah Berurah writes, it smells right away. The hide causes it to smell right away. Yeah. If you put it in 2 minutes before, probably not. But he says a little while before. Shachas kaidim, it's enough to make it nifsa makin. Lo nasan rasan nasan hakemach, kaidim shloshiyam l'sha sabiyuk muta l'gam nifsa l'yivish hakeid. If you only put in the flour into the vat, but you didn't put in the hide yet, so then if it's there for 3 days, it's ready nifsa. Fine. Okay. Then he talks about medications. Medication that you put on the body, plaster on the body, also muta the kind of pesa nipsa tsurisacham. That's not roi lachim. What's it based? I have a loaf of bread sitting out of the refrigerator for a month. It's moldy. The whole thing is moldy. So if it's nipsa achilas hakelef, then why does chametz have to be nipsa achilas hakelef? All other treifas is nipsa achilas adam is it all. Rabbi here by chametz has been nifsam achilas hakelah. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Why is it different? So the Chazon Ish says that we really paskin nifsam achilas hakelah is only necessary if the thing is reila chametz by isis achilas. Let's say you have a bar of yeast. Let's say have raw dough. I mix flour with water and it rises. So I want to, and next week I want to make chalas again. Every week I want to make chalas. So every week you're going to mix flour with water. You have to wait till it's going to rise. It'll take a week till it rises. So you throw in yeast. So now they sell a packet of yeast. That's the microorganism itself. But years ago they didn't have dry yeast. They had a bar, like a bar of butter, a bar of a margarine. They used to have a bar of yeast. They had mixed the flour with the water and you let it rise. And then 99% of it you bake and you make bread cake or cookies, and the one little bit you left over. That little bit was eaten up by microorganisms. They keep on eating, multiplying, and millions and billions and trillions of microorganisms, and there's no flour left. They ate up all the flour. But that's called sa'or. That's what yeast is. So yeast is save a bar. They still sell like that. You go to the store, you can buy a packet of yeast. You can buy a bar of yeast. It looks like a margarine, a bar of yeast. So that bar of yeast is nifsa machilas hakelev. It's not really, that's what the rabbi writes. The bar of yeast is nifsa machilas hakelev. But it's reila chametz by yeast is acheres. You're going to use it as an ingredient. You're going to mix it in when you mix flour with water next week to make the chametz the next Shabbos. You're going to put in this bar of yeast, then it's going to get blended in with the whole thing. You're going to think it's going to become edible. So since it's aimed to serve as an ingredient, and if it serves as an ingredient, then it's going to become roi lachila. So that's the din that has to be nifsam achila. Wait a minute. Even though, I think over there, even if it is nifsam achila sakelos, the rabbi says that it's also. If it's or the rabbi holds, even if it's nifsam achila sakelos, it's also. So when does it help Nefsa Machiris Akela? If it's not Roy Lachamis Bayis is Acheris. I think the Hazanish Paskin is against that. Hazanish Paskin against the right. You only need Nefsa Machiris Akela if it's Nefs. You only need Nefsa Machiris Akela if it is Roy Lachamis by Yisus Acheres, not Roy Lachamis Yisus Acheres, then Nifs Machilos Adam is enough. You don't even need Nifs Machilos Akedim. Let's say you have cookies, have bread, a cake or cookies, and it's moldy. So people will not eat it. People taste off it, people will not eat it. But the dogs will eat it. But the cake or the cookies or the bread was baked already. So all the microorganisms are dead. When you bake it, they kill them all. The heat kills them all. You have to have raw dough. If you have a sa'or, if you have the yeast left over from this batch of dough and you bake it, then you killed all the microorganisms. So if you have baked cake or cookies and it's all moldy, nifsa machila sodam, so the chazanish pasuk, that's mutter. You don't need nifsa machila sakel either. You only need nifsa machila sakel if it's roi lechametz yisus acheris. Then you need. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that Sa'or is even Nifs Machilas HaKelev. And it's still us, because Rei Lachamitz Bisachel says. It's a different sheet. He said, these things we don't pass them like that. Yeah. Siv Gimel. Oh, years ago, they used to starch shirts. They used to put in starch. So the starch also sometimes would be flour with water. Sometimes you would have, I remember when I was a little boy, we had shirts like that. So the shirts would have chunks of starch on them. The chunk of starch in Mamish Chametz, but it's not Rav Achilas Adam. Godim Shekipsos Mechel of Chita. They use starch on it. Lechein the Yorish Adikos and Mechametz. They would glue together pieces of paper, and they would glue it together with this, with the glue that's made with, like the same paste that they plaster on the wallpaper on the walls. What does it mean? It's not Oymed Lachila. What does he write in Tezai? But they used to starch tablecloths also. So you're going to have a tablecloth on the table for Pesach, you're going to have a chunk of starch on it. So the starch may fall into your bowl of soup. He said, you shouldn't have it on the table. The lefanim nimsa aleim ktsas mamoshes me'achomets, a chunk of starch. Yishloch Hashem yifarech, it'll break off. V'toch hamach, it'll fall into the bowl of soup. Kol kein she'osu l'anich v'toch in kemach shal pesach. V'kol she'kein she'osu l'hamiach v'toicham. I have a tablecloth, and I want to pour in matzah mel in the tablecloth. So he said, don't do that, because the tablecloth may have been starched. You have some chametz that can starch there, and then you got to have the tablecloth to hold, use it as a sack to hold paste like a flour. And you're going to pour the flour to make something. You got to pour in some of the chametz that can starch also. Then he talks about women would wear tzi'ifei noshim. Tzi'ifei noshim is either to hold down the hair or to put it in front of their face. And sometimes they would have starch in that also. So he said, you got to be careful, because sometimes a chunk of starch could fall out, fall into their mouth. So you shouldn't wear it when you're eating, because the starch may fall into your mouth. He says, well, correct, there's 30 days before Pesach, you shouldn't use this chametz to the starch. Okay. It's out of style. Nobody uses it today anyway. It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. Oh, here the Rambam of Lachem Uta Ledavik Nioris Bachalon Toch Shloshim LePesa Yesh Machmir Mem Nirami Bachutz. There's nothing wrong with using, putting on wallpaper on the wall before Pesach, even though the plaster that's holding it on, it's going to be chametz a plaster. It's nefsemachim. So he says, "I'm a machmir not to do." Okay, I better stop here. Rav Tziv Dalit. Taruvus, now goes Taruvus Chametz. This is Yeridaya. It's good to know. Now
Yeridaya.
Yeah, it's not Roy Lachiva. It's not Roy Lachiva, it's not Kevin either. Keller will get sick.
Some people say that when you sikha is like shtia.
Yeah.
If there's a chumra, they can say that.
Sikha is shtia, but it has to be right achila. So it's not right achila, so it's good. Yeah.
I'm sorry, why when Rashi says it doesn't have to be shofar, just as much as the white, it's not a problem?
Chametz that belongs to the guy, since the owner is a gabber, who's not mechuyev by matzi, that belongs to the guy, belongs to Hegdish. Hegdish is not a person who's muzar by matzi, it belongs to Shevet Kehuna. When the map is Truma, Hala belongs to Shevet Kehuna. Until you give it to a particular guy. So once you give it to a particular guy, then there's Balyurah by matzi. But Kozman, you didn't give it to any particular guy, it belongs to Shevet Kehuna. So the owner is an owner. He's not Muzar and Balyurah by Matzah. Just like Hegdish and Akum, the Shevet Kehuna is also. So if the owner of the Chametz is one who's not Muzar and Balyurah by Matzah, that Chametz is exempted. And there is no din that you only violate Balyurah by Matzah if it belongs to you. There's no such halacha as to belong to you. If it's ownership of an individual or a group of people who are not subject to din of Balyurah by Matzah, so their Chametz is exempted from Balyurah.
Even though it's in my rishos, the chametz in general is not even, you don't even care about
the chametz.
Even though it's physically in my
rishos,
you don't care about
the chametz. Right. Tosis says that before chametz is, you declare it as hefter. And the Ramban quotes that there's one brice in Yerushalmi that even a chametz shall hefter. That's in your rishos. You violate by your rabbi matzah. That's a question. Chametz shall hefter means it belongs to nobody. Chametz shall hefter belongs to the ownership of hefter. If it belongs to the ownership of Hefker, it belongs to the public, that any member of society has a right to take it, so then it belongs to a person who's not Muzar and Balyurah by Matzah. The world. It belongs to the world. But if Hefker means own a list, then if it's on a list, then you want to pin in the Yerushalmi that you do violate Balyurah by Matzah.
So, sorry, to repeat, the cousin issue. He said that if it's for regular
chametz,
it's not going to
be
matzah with other things. That's
going to
be
nifsamet
with other things.
Adam is enough, yeah.
But if it's not with other things, it has to be
nifsamet. Then you need nifsamet with other things. Only if it's regular chametz, if it can serve as an ingredient. Yeah.
Thank you.